Hello, friends, and welcome to Everyday Truth with Kurt Skelly. We're here to show that the Bible is relevant to your life every single day, and we're glad you joined us here for the conversation. We're studying the book of Romans and learning how the power of the gospel impacts every part of our lives. Now, let's join Kurt for today's episode.
Good morning, my friends. Thanks for joining us for today's episode of Everyday Truth. I need to share this with you. I already did this entire episode yesterday, but alas, I had some issues with my SD card on my camera, and so all of it got lost. So what a privilege to be able to teach this lesson to you again. Yesterday was much warmer, much sunnier. It's early in the morning here in Israel. Against the backdrop here is the Sea of Galilee. It's a beautiful morning, but it is nippy cold, so that's why I'm bundled up a bit. But I did want you to see the beautiful scenery behind me. Don't know how much you can see, but behind me is the Sea of Galilee in the distance. I'm on the east side looking west, and it's early in the morning. You can see the city of Tiberias on the other side and some of the other features, perhaps even the Mount Tabor I can see. I'm not sure that you can see it in this video, but what a morning and what a place to be as we're talking about a God's heart for his people and for Paul's heart for his people here in Romans chapter 10. We're at the section that to me is just so central to the entire book, and that is Romans 10 verses 9 through 13. So let me read verse 9. And we'll jump right in. The Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. What a heartwarming verse. So rich with theology. Let's pick it apart a bit. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. So confession was a matter of agreement. So to confess that Jesus is the Lord, which is what this means, is to agree with what the Bible says about the identity of Jesus, that he is the Lord, that he is indeed all of what the Bible says he is. So that if thou shalt confess, agree with, make this declaration, this heart declaration, confess with your mouth this unashamed declaration that Jesus is Lord, that I identify with him for my life's salvation. Think about that. To confess that Jesus is Lord is to acknowledge that Jesus is God. In the Septuagint translation of the Hebrew Old Testament. So the Septuagint was the Greek translation of the Hebrew Old Testament. And in the Septuagint, a God is referred to as Kyrios, and that's the word for Lord. So here, confess that Jesus is Lord or God. What a confession. So the point is this, that salvation is not valid outside of an understanding who Jesus is. Jesus is not my buddy. Jesus is not just some good man that did some good things and preached a good philosophical message. No, Jesus is God. Remember the purpose for the writing of the book of John? That we would know that he is the chosen one, the Messiah, that we would know that he is the Son of God. And an understanding of the book of John helps us to realize that a claim to be the Son of God was tantamount to a claim to be God the Son, equality of nature and person with God. Remember in John 5, when Jesus said, my Father has worked up until now and I will work? And the Jewish leaders understood exactly what he meant, that what he meant by that is I am equal with God, separate but equal, three persons in one God. Wow. So that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, but then watch this, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead. So it's more than acknowledging the deity of Jesus as Lord, but then acknowledging the humanity of Jesus, his mission, that God has raised him from the dead. So, who is responsible for salvation? God the Father? I mean, he sent his only begotten Son. God the Son? Because 1 John chapter 3 and verse 16 says, he laid down his life for us. And then God the Holy Spirit, who does the work of regeneration and making this a reality in the heart and life of a believer. The answer is all. So here the Bible says, believe in our heart. That's where salvation is. It's the heart. It's the heart trust, the heart reliance upon what God has said. Believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. In the sense of declared to be righteous by God. Why? Because the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ has now become mine. Isn't that wonderful? And so believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. It's the resurrection that is the supreme validation of the mission of Jesus. Remember Romans chapter 1? Seems like a long time ago, but remember, he has declared him to be the Son of God with power according to the resurrection from the dead. It's the death, burial, and resurrection, the gospel message that validates and encapsulates the ministry of Jesus. So look at the explanation in verse number 10. For with the heart, man believes, right? It's not just repeating words. It's not a prayer that we pray. It's not some kind of a magical incantation that we recite. No, with the heart, man believes unto righteousness. Remember Romans chapter 1, that Paul was not ashamed of the gospel? Because it in the gospel was revealed the righteousness of God from faith to faith. So it's through the gospel, believing the gospel, declaring that Jesus is Lord, believing that God raised him from the dead, that's where righteousness is attained by the one that exhibits faith. It's not my righteousness. It's not what I've done. But Jesus fulfilled all righteousness. Jesus kept the law that you and I could not keep. He met the perfect standard that you and I could not meet, so that when we come to him by faith, the Bible says that we are made righteous. The very gift righteousness of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, for the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. A repeat, really, of those principles of verse number 9. Now, look at verse 11. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. You'll never be disappointed. You'll never be confounded. You'll never regret the decision to give your heart and life to Jesus, to by faith receive him and the righteousness that he offers. There's no disappointment in that. Look at verse number 12. For there is no difference. And this is the theme of these three chapters, really beyond that, because the Apostle Paul's been talking about this all book. Remember, one of his big purposes in writing the book of Romans was to demonstrate to the Jews that God has always intended to save all nations, that the gospel would come to everybody. And there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek when it comes to their sinfulness. We learned about that in chapter 3. And there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek as far as their access to salvation, because it's through Christ. And the Abrahamic covenant always had in view that the seed was for everybody. Messiah was for everybody. And so watch what it says in verse number 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Verse 14, I skipped two verses. It's early and I haven't had my coffee. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. There's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Where whoever you are, wherever you're from, whatever your background may be, I can say with biblical authority that God loves you. And God has a desire for you to come to a saving relationship with him through Jesus Christ. There's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. Why? Because the same Lord over all of us is rich unto all that call upon him. It's not like God just has enough saving grace for some. I mean, and then his riches are depleted. No, the Bible says God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses and sins, by grace ye are saved. For by grace ye are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Our boast this morning is in Jesus. Why? He did what nobody could do. He's our Lord. He died and rose again. He is the means of our righteousness. Praise be to God. Feels extra special for me as I stand with the Sea of Galilee and the ministry of Jesus and all that he did right behind me. What a blessing. Hope you have a blessed day today. We'll see you next time. God bless you, my friends.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If you enjoy Everyday Truth, take a moment to subscribe or share the podcast with a friend. Until next time, God bless.